Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
A hell of a night last night at the Aviva Stadium. Henry McKean got the reaction to the Republic of Ireland's historic 2-0 win. Some already thinking of flying to Budapest on Sunday for the Hungary match, despite the flights coming in at about €800 return.
How long have you been supporting the boys in green?
Oh, I'd say probably since the 80s, really.
Like, so Stuttgart 88?
Yeah. We've had such a kind of roller coaster, haven't we? And of course, the Jackie Charlton years. It's just, last night was just reminiscent of that, like the experience and the emotion in the stand. Our heart hoped, but the brains weren't quite there yet.
And for me, I moved to Ireland during Italian 90. Oh, wow. And I fell in love with the team then.
Yeah.
Do you want to get on a flight to Budapest? Do you want to get out there to Hungary?
Do you know what? I think if given the chance, if someone said, right, you can go now, I'd be off, bring the lads and just let them experience it, because my sons haven't experienced that, the glory days.
You know, and last night, in a way, it's like this storm Claudia, anything could happen.
Anything could happen. We can do it. Like, the belief is back again. The confidence is there. Like, when you looked at them in the Azerbaijan game, you're like, oh, well, come on, lads. Defence was rubbish. But just the passion that they gave last night, every single man.
Here's Francis Roach, who specialises in sports travel, from Marathon Sports Travel, and he's joining us from County Leitrim.
We've had loads of calls today from people looking to get to Hungary at the weekend. Unfortunately, we don't have any packages for this match. We do hear that Irish fans are rebuilding their bandwagons and people are getting there by planes, trains and automobiles. I think it's going to be a huge Irish contingent in what's turned out to be a playoff match now for the second place in the group. We're wishing Ireland every success in the upcoming playoff, and we hope that we will have be able to do more packages for people when Ireland win in Hungary and get through.
How do you think it's going to go?
It'd be tough. It won't be easy. But look, if we played the way we did last night against Portugal at home, and then when we played against Portugal over there, if we keep that up, I think we have a chance.
So if we beat Hungary, we go into a playoff. The playoff is quite complicated, but yeah. You have hope.
Have hope.
It's really positive for the country. I was in Armenia at the loss, and the team played totally different. It's like a different team. The match last night, I was in the Aviva, it was amazing. It was nervy at the start. Portugal were on top. Ireland were a lot more direct. They were a lot more defensive, aggressive in midfield as well. Really impressive to see. When we got the first goal, you could see it really impacted Portugal. The second goal, just before halftime, was a really killer punch for them, I believe. And by that, when Ronaldo was sent off, it was all over anyway.
Henry McKean, with the rain in the background, proving that that is indeed a fresh recording, speaking to some of the people who were at the match last night and who are already thinking about heading to Hungary. Ray Houghton, you're one of the few people that can really relate to Troy Parrott and what he did last night. It was probably one of the best performances from someone in his position in Republic of Ireland history, or am I over-egging it?
Well, listen, where he's been in his career, you know, this lad had so much potential when he was growing up. Everyone was talking about him. There was a lot of pressure on his shoulders. It didn't quite go his way. He had to reinvent himself in many respects, going abroad to play. But last night, he took his chance and he took it supremely well. You know, the goals were brilliant. You know, he looked so confident, comfortable inside the 18-yard box. You know, the first one was a poacher's goal in the right position to finish off. Second one showed his quality. He's got half a yard, spotted the keeper being too far over towards the far post and just nestled it into the near post. And I think not just Troy, though, the whole team, every one of the players out there, whether they started the game or they came on as a substitute, everyone did what they had to do. They needed to get a result last night. A draw would have been fine, but, you know, the win was the icing on the cake. And it just gives an extra confidence to the players. Don't forget, this is a group of players after three games, you know, had 1 point, Ruby Hungary, lost to Armenia, lost to Portugal, 1 point on the table. Most people were condemning them, saying it's just unrealistic to think of them getting anywhere in the group. And back-to-back victories is showing what desire, determination, attitude, commitment can take you. And now they're on the cusp of something with a game on Sunday.
What was remarkable last night was being calm right up until the 90th minute, that we didn't feel as if this could be taken away from us. The traditional joke of we're 2-0 up, we're bound to be beaten 3-2. You know, that never materialised last night, because there was a confidence that the Irish had that the Portuguese, even with Ronaldo, didn't seem to have.
Well, what I would suggest on that, you can look back to the turning point, which was Portugal away, you know, in Lisbon, when we lost the game 1-0 late on. Have a look at the defensive display that evening. That's the only goal we've conceded in the last three games. You know, so what's the difference? I think it's James Coleman, not just due to the way that he's playing, but I just think that calming influence, that experience, just talking to the other players in and around him, like O'Brien, like O'Shea, amongst others. You know, and he's just had a calming influence on him. He's taken a bit of pressure off of him. And I think that's not just on the pitch, that's off the field as well, talking to them, communicating with them, reassuring them. And now you're seeing a different type of performance from the younger lads. Earlier on in the campaign, they looked edgy, they looked off the game. Last three matches, you know, the three centre-halves have had outstanding games, you know. So what does that come down to? That comes down to a leader, an organiser, someone who trusts them, who's got, you know, a lot of respect for them, understands what this means, you know, to get qualification. And the lads have responded extremely well. But we mustn't, you know, go overboard at the moment, because we've put ourselves into a position, which is Sunday. Sunday's the game now. Sunday, we need to win. We need a big performance again. And, you know, you just wonder how much mentally, physically, last night's game took out of the players.
George Hamilton's with us as well. George, you've been at plenty of games home and abroad last night. The Irish crowd certainly played their role. But going to Hungary on Sunday, it is going to be 95% Hungary fans at a very small travelling Irish contingent. That support mightn't necessarily be heard.
It will be difficult to be heard, but nonetheless, they will make themselves heard, because they have an ability to do just that. And I think we shouldn't overlook the fact that Hungary was a very happy hunting ground, albeit in terms of a scoreless draw, on the way to the World Cup, the very first World Cup that Ireland took part in 1990. That was 1989, the spring of 89, and they went to Budapest, but it was the old MEP Stadium, and they drew 0-0, and I think Ray Houghton might have memories of that period all right. But, as you know, they may not make themselves heard, but they have experienced something that crowds in the past did get to experience in the Aviva Stadium. Think back 10 years to Shane Long scoring the goal that beat Germany, that helped take Ireland to the Euros in France in 2016. Think back to Jason McAteer in 2001 with the goal that beat the Dutch, that helped Ireland on its way to the World Cup in the Far East. You know, this is a crowd that didn't have that kind of experience before. Think of Troy Parrott, who scored those two goals, who was 4 months old the last time Ireland were in the World Cup back then in 2002. You just got to think along those lines that this is now a crowd that has experienced what crowds in the past experienced, and they may very well get to experience on Sunday afternoon in Budapest what that crowd back in 1989 did. Although at that stage, early in qualification, they weren't so sure that it was going to be the World Cup. But hey, they're within touching distance now that they weren't after the first couple of matches in this campaign.
There is a sense, George, and we all remember what it was like when Ireland all of a sudden started to perform well, and you know, we went from being a terrible team to a team that could challenge, and then to a team with the likes of Ray on board that could do well. However, nobody is saying that right now. We're not at the start of a golden era. We're just at the start of an era where perhaps Ireland can hold its own. Is that fair?
Well, you know, you think back to the start of Jack Charlton way back then, when he began with a defeat at home to Wales, of all people. You know, Heimer Hallgrímsson has tried to create a way of playing that was despised almost at the outset. You know, soak up the pressure and see what happens. Well, that's what they did last night. They soaked up the pressure. They took the first chance that came their way, and it went on from there. And, you know, I don't know that you can necessarily write off the fact that this is not the start of a golden age, because here's Troy Parrott, who has established himself on the scene now with that performance last night. What Ogbeni hitting the post, you know, he's back to something like his best. These are young players coming through. Jack Taylor, the surprise of the package. You know, players in that Ireland team, as Ray was saying, are being nurtured by the experience of Seamus Coleman. But there are enough young talents in there to think that a corner might have been turned. Not necessarily that this is the moment that we're all going to look back on and say, ha-ha, yeah, we got to the World Cup on the back of that. That may still be a bit of a stretch, but I don't think it's a stretch to think that a corner has been turned and that there's a big, long straight ahead of us.
Ray, how much of an impact did Caoimhín Kelleher have last night? I mean, his kicks giving Ogbeni and Parrott opportunities, and Ogbeni's speed was something to behold last night. You know, the leadership starts from the back, as you know, and I think that Kelleher played a big role.
Yeah, look, listen, it's hard to just pinpoint one individual from last night's performance. I think you've got to give credit to everyone in the starting 11 and the substitutes came on as well, because they were all of the one mind, and that was to get a result last night, which was usually important to play against one of the informed teams in world football at the moment. Everyone's been talking about Portugal and the sort of quality that they've got. You know, we've seen that last night with the amount of possession that they had, but they didn't create a great deal with the number of ball that they had, and that was down to the way that the players defended, and that comes from your goalkeeper. The goalkeeper's been excellent. You know, all campaign, he's been the most consistent performer. Go through every game, and Cleveland's been absolutely extraordinary. Just a calmness personified, whether he's making saves, where he's, you know, playing the ball out from the back, nothing phases him, everything is fine. And we're going to need that calmness on Sunday as well, going into this game, because there's a euphoria around at the moment. We heard it from the fans last night as well, but we've got to be realistic. This is a tough game, and it's a game we need to win. We've got the ability to do it. We've just got to go out there and keep our focus, keep our discipline, and I'm sure we'll be fine.
On a dreary, wet Friday evening, Ray Houghton, are you telling me we can do it?
Oh, absolutely, 100%, I'm telling you that.
George?
I don't see any reason why not. The wave is being surfed now. Hungary, of course, they know that a draw will do them, but that's a dangerous position to be in. And I think you've only got to be in Dublin Airport to see those leaving to sense the mood of optimism that there is. There is clearly optimism in the camp that they fought themselves back into a situation that they never thought they'd be in after the first three games. Here they are with a position that will give them a chance of a shot at a playoff. And, you know, if they win their next three matches, North America, here we come.
Just one thing, George said about, just quickly. George said something earlier, which is very true. There's a defining moment, a defining game that changes your thought process, what you're about as an international team. With Jack in charge, it took a little while for us to get going, but we went to Hampden Park and we beat Scotland 1-0. That was the turning point for all the players. That's where we believed in each other. I think last night could be the turning point for this group of players as well. That's the game that makes them believe that they're good enough.
Lads, it's the hope that'll get you every time, and I share your optimism, but Sunday will tell us more. Ray Houghton, George Hamilton, thank you both very much for joining us. Paul texted in to say, I thought the shot of the Irish fan doing the crying motion back to Ronaldo was hilarious and well caught by the camera operator. It was beautiful. It really was.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.